Claudette Hoetti is our eyes and ears in Wellington. She once again joins us. She's got a few clips to share with us and some political perspectives that could help us grow. Tuhine, kia ora no, hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, Dale, atamari, e mōre ana koutou. So, at the beginning of the week, a really good announcement by the Minister of Health, Shane Zetti, and the Prime Minister. They launched a mobile breast screening unit in Manukau. Now, very pleased, we all are, to hear that Counties Manukau have increased the number of breast screening rate, the rate amongst our, particularly Pacifica. As a result, they launched a mobile unit that will help increase or drive up those numbers. So while we're very pleased to see that the rates have increased amongst our whānau Māori and Pacifica, we're still lagging behind the rest of the country. So the again, that unit will assist. Here is the Prime Minister. He's just talking about the strategy. It's part of the 5-point goal health plan that they announced last week. Here's the Prime Minister talking generally about cancer rates. Here he is here.
We are a government that's going to be focused on making sure we deliver on our ambition and our aspiration of having 90% of cancer patients getting treatment within the first 31 days. And there's a series of measures that you will be aware of that we've talked about, extending breast cancer screening through to 74. Shane and I were opening an oncology centre, $61 million investment up in Whangarei Hospital just last Friday. And we have a range of other initiatives that we want to do to implement so that we can actually offer better cancer treatment and support to Kiwis going through what is a pretty tough ordeal.
So that cancer rate screening, breast screening for Wahine is actually really good, extending it to 74. So great, good news. It is the only strategy we've heard so far from the government in terms of what they are going to do. And now this is following off the back of the scoping of Te Aka Whai Order. So this is a good, positive announcement from the government, which is, you know, something that we should be very, you know, we should applaud really, because we've been hearing nothing but bad news. Now, the Labor Party, they had their caucus retreat just yesterday in Martinborough. And, of course, they're hunkering down and they are strategising about how best to go forward. Now, one of the things that the new co-leader of the Green Party, Chloe Schwarbrock, she mentioned when she, at the announcement of her leadership, she announced that they would go into some formalised arrangement, or that, you know, they would approach Te Pāti Māori to formalise some kind of an arrangement now that, and while they are still in opposition, to fight against the government and maybe take that formalised arrangement when they move into, if Labor, as an example, goes into government. Now, here is the Chris Hipkins talking about what kind of an arrangement he would like to have or have with the Green Party, or what he actually, how he actually feels towards the Green Party. And I learned a new word yesterday, and it's called co-opetition. Co-opetition. So they are cooperating, but still in competition with each other. Here is Chris Hipkins and his, you know, whakaro on co-opetition with the Green Party.
Oh, look, I'm very open to working with the Greens and to having conversations with them about what the future looks like. As I've made it pretty clear, my focus is on taking votes off National Act and New Zealand First, rather than trying to compete with the Greens, because that's ultimately how we will get into government. There's a certain relationship of co-opetition. You know, we're competing and we're cooperating at the same time, and you can actually do both.
Co-opetition, that's a good word. And finally, Chris Hipkins saying, you know, that they are strategising on what to do going forward to ensure that they get back into government. And this is, you know, part of how he sees the next 3 years rolling out for the Labor Party.
This year, our focus very much is on my team, the Labor spokespeople, out there engaging with the community, engaging with community organisations, engaging with unions, engaging with business, but also engaging at a really grassroots level as well. Starting to identify the issues that we want to campaign on. Next year, we will be in more detailed policy development, and then come election year, we'll be telling people what our policies for the next election are going to be.
Now, just yesterday, again, the government had announced the scrapping, we can use that word, scrapping of the SNAs, that's the sites of natural significance. Those, we saw that there were marches on the streets in Te Taitukero to ensure that the council did not implement these SNAs. And, of course, leading that charge was Huhana Linden. So she'll be very, very angry that the government has reintroduced SNAs. Well, when I say scrapping, the government had implemented a policy to that removed SNAs. That's where councils can come in and identify the sites of areas. So they have reintroduced that, the National Party. And I think it will upset the Greens a lot. So that's the SNA's announcement yesterday by National.
And I'll make sure to have a call it all down that line too. Claudette, what about Chris Hipkins? Obviously, he's a decent bloke. I'm not questioning that. But politics is often about personalities, about charisma. He seems sort of committed in a... this is what I do sort of style, but has he got the personality to excite? And if it's not Chris, who would be sitting in the wings? Do you think he will be the leader into the next election, Chris Hipkins? I know we're a long way out, but you've studied the political landscape for a long time. Will he take the Labor Party all the way, do you think?
Yes, I think he will. Even when he took over from Jacinda Ardern, there was no missteps for Chris Hipkins. I think he's quite right, though. It's not about the leadership, although he is trailing behind Christopher Luxon, but that's usual when you're in opposition. I think he was quite right when he said that they need to re-engage with their communities. Now, when you lose and go back into opposition, there's obviously something that has gone wrong with the core voters. And we saw that in the last election, they lost a huge number of party votes from their core voters. They lost that to the Green Party, and they also lost that to New Zealand First. Now, that wasn't about leadership, that was about policy. So he's quite right. And this is what you do when you move back into opposition. Everybody goes back to their core voter base just to see what it is that they need to do to shore back up those voters. National did it when they were in opposition. So that is that's what he's going to get the party to do. The party is very united behind Chris Hipkins. You can tell that. When you are around them, when they're in Parliament, there might have been some discussion about for the first 100 days, just how whether or not the opposition was quite weak or Labor was weak, and how holding the government to account through the first 100 days. I didn't actually see that myself, but there are some commentators from the right saying that they were quite weak. But now that the 100 days is over, we do expect more robust questioning from Labor going forward.
Well, you'd certainly expect it rather than being rammed down our throats. Thanks, Claudette. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend. Look forward to our cordial on Monday. Mauri ora.
Nā mahi.
Tēnā koe.